Boy, yeah, right, yeah, right, yeah, right. Boy, yeah, right, yeah, right, yeah, right. Boy, yeah, right, yeah, right, yeah, right. Boy, yeah, right, yeah, right, yeah, right.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here to talk. We got the, but right now, and I think it was pretty obvious what the Robbins Brothers Diamond Player of the Week was this week. I don't think there's any question what the Robbins Brothers Diamond Play of the Week was.
Long throw in time.
Here's your Diamond Play of the Week. Presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store.
So by my count, the AL has Trevor Bauer left, Garrett Cole, and his manager is here.
Don't worry about Hinch, it.
Craig Kimbrell.
Don't worry about it.
Jay Happ.
Who cares who they got?
Who cares?
Bregman into left center field.
That's how come.
Back at the wall and gone. Forget the tie. It's 6-5.
Yeah. Forget the tie, Joe. Talking about a tie when Alex Bregman's up. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That is the eighth home run of this game.
Now there'd be a couple more.
The most all time, and Alex Bregman has untied it.
That's right. Alex Bregman did. That little hobbit.
This Diamond Play of the Week is presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store, West Loop South and Clear Lake.
Is he, have we decided, is he Frodo and Altuve's Samwise?
No, Altuve is the lead dog, so he would be Frodo.
He's Frodo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Bregman doesn't even give me a Samwise vibe. He's one of the other hobbits that are on their own separate mission.
Yeah. Oh, on the other mission?
Yeah, like Pip. Was it Pippin?
Pippin and Periwinkle.
Was it Marin or whatever the names? I got it.
My wife was watching that yesterday. Yeah. She's watching one of them. I don't remember anything about any of these. These were just brutal for me to watch. They were the longest things in history. They won 100 billion Oscars, all of them did.
Yeah, as well they should.
They swept everything. Peter Jackson became legendary with all of his adaptations. And I don't remember anything about, I remember Liv Tyler was on it.
Well, that's his last name. It was Peregrine.
Peregrine.
And the other one was Meridoc, or whatever his full name was.
Right. So you think he's Peregrine?
He's one of the other ones, because those ones went to battle. Like, Sam was like, oh, no, Frodo, please don't do this. Does that sound like an Alex Bregman type?
Oh, no, he wants to be in the war.
Yeah.
And they rode around on the trees, on the ends.
And they got in fights.
Yeah,
I'll take one
actually,
of those two.
They actually were in the battles, right?
Yeah.
That's what Bregman does, as opposed to just carrying a ring around like Altuve.
Well, an MVP ring?
Well, yeah, that's what you got. That's what you got. Lance doesn't want any part of this. He doesn't know anything about it.
I don't remember. Like, I know the two tiny ones that were fighting that had Smeagol, and there's the ring, and he's trying to get them to do stuff and
touch each other.
What? No, we're just friends.
Touch each other.
He never said touch each other.
He's so sexy.
No.
What? No.
No, it's my precious.
Oh.
It's not it's sexy. There was no sex in it.
Oh, no. Look at Liv Tyler.
And Liv Tyler
touch
was
touch the elf.
No.
Touch her on that kind of
tiny. Smeagol wasn't.
What? He was bad.
He wasn't the producer of a casting couch.
No.
That wasn't a Weinstein movie?
Smeagol.
No.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I don't know if that was a Weinstein, if that was a Miramax jam.
No. And there wasn't anything like that. All right. 713-780-3776. You think we should talk to Gilbert?
Hey, there's no official Melo. By the way, Melo's not officially a Rocket yet.
What are we waiting for?
I don't think the trade is official yet.
Do you need it to be official?
It hasn't officially gone through yet.
Yeah, you have to have it to be official.
Yeah. Do you really need it to be official?
Here, you see left tackle right there, number 55. For whatever reason, we have Alabama versus Mississippi State.
It's the 12th best game of last year. ESPN U is doing their countdown, getting you ready for college football season.
Well, we're watching Nick Fitzgerald.
So we're watching the whole game?
What would you rather watch right now?
Well, no, but listen, the left tackle is your Houston Texan. Martinez Rankin, number 55, right there.
Right there.
So why don't you take a little look at him today, John? While we're doing the show, you can scout the left tackle, who is
a very talented defense.
Very talented defense. He's a little he's injured right now. I don't know if he's healthy right now, fully healthy. But
seems to me that Nick Fitzgerald's on his ass a lot, though. That's a problem.
Well, it's the first drive of the game. He'll probably get hit a bit more.
I would imagine.
I think he's got a chance to be a pretty decent guard or center. He may get his shot at center.
Ooh, he just whiffed there.
It was a cut block, he didn't do a good job.
He whiffed. But it was a quick play, so everybody ended up fine. Let's get Gilbert in here, though. I want to see what Gilbert has from this weekend. Probably something really important to talk about here. Hey, Gilbert. Yeah. What were the odds? It's what are the
wasn't
odds
good.
Monday that Gilbert would be awake, and the odds are zero.
The odds are low.
Zero, zero, zero. All right, there is a story that I'd like to talk about that it's kind of a big, kind of important that came out this weekend. Apparently, youth soccer participation is down in alarming numbers. Okay, over the past 3 years, the percentage of 6 to 12-year-olds playing soccer regularly has dropped nearly 14% to 2.3 million players.
Why would that be?
Because soccer blows. I don't know.
I wonder why there would be a drop.
Is this not really scary for all you soccer people? All you soccer nerds that thought you had, what a great summer, the World Cup. Yeah. Down 14% because your sport is boring.
I don't think soccer people care.
Yeah, soccer people care.
No, they
because
don't.
They keep on pointing to. But this is what soccer guy does all the time. Is, oh, yeah, but it's going to take. You know what? In this country, you can see the trend with all the kids playing soccer, football, and the parents don't want them to play. It is really trending. And soccer is going to take. No, it's not.
Look, the only thing that's going to elevate soccer to a point where they would, where, as you call them, soccer guy would like it to be, is a dominant men's national team. If that happens, and then that means you say, hey, I could be, let's say in 2022, Christian Pulisic, however you want to pronounce it, is the captain of a team that makes a good run in the World Cup. Soccer participation
it really
will go
did
up.
But it hurt them that he couldn't show off his wares this year, because that's a young star.
It sucks then, that he's going to miss a World Cup. That he missed a chance at a World Cup.
Yeah, yeah. It hurts. I think young people really are enjoying. The problem is this. I've never seen anything like this. They're just like your son, really into everything that doesn't involve U.S. soccer. You know, really watching. And my kids know all the. Oh, one of my sons. Oh, Mehmet Ozil is retired from competition for international, and this, and they know all this stuff about these other teams that are outside the country. Nothing about an MLS team, nothing about a U.S. team, nothing.
Because the best soccer's played someplace else.
But what's funny is La Liga and Premier League and stuff like that, kids are start because they can play it on video games and learn these guys, it's almost like they're just skipping over an entire league in the States. And that, I know it makes Dynamo fans or MLS fans upset, but it's true. There's a generation who are skipping over the U.S. stuff because they consider it to be double A.
And, readily available. It is. It's a lower level of soccer.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
Well, Wayne Rooney's coming here when he's almost dead.
Yeah. Well, he's not almost dead.
No, but
he's not at the top of the game.
He's like 80 years old.
Who
he's
was the first old. To do it? Was it Thierry Henry or
Beckham
David
was
Beckham?
The first
it was
big
Beckham, then Thierry
guys
Henry.
Guys have done it before him, but he was the first like star that
Zlatan
came over.
Could still play, but I just convinced
well,
him once
Pelé
to smash.
Well, Pelé was the first to do it.
In the MLS.
Yeah. Well, he was the first one that though came over to the United States after he was,
Yeah, but as far as this league is concerned, right. there have been named guys who've played in other places, but the first one that Americans immediately recognize, if I remember correctly, is Beckham. There have been other guys like Cuauhtemoc Blanco came over here and
who?
Played.
No one knows.
He played. He was a Mexican national team star. So if you were
El
like
grande,
me,
though.
If
but
you,
it's true
if you were
now
like
name,
me and grew up hating him, you knew who he was.
But name guys are coming here, but it's literally like, listen, guys, you got to go over to America. Why? Listen, when you get to be about 35 and you can't play anymore, they'll still give you millions of dollars.
Did you see what Zlatan said? If I was here 10 years ago, I'd be your president.
Yeah, and Rooney's 32, so he's not. He's not complete.
Might be.
Well, who knows? He's 32, so he came over here at the end of his time. He could have probably still played over
started
there.
Started when he was like 16.
Yeah, he's been playing forever.
And
yeah.
Honestly, his side job is security guard at Prime Social.
No, it isn't.
That's him.
You're talking about Zlatan.
Oh, Zlatan.
Not Wayne Rooney.
Not Wayne Rooney. Zlatan. I mean, honestly, Dude is identical.
Are more youth people playing golf?
Yes.
That's that out there?
I'm sorry. Get some of our people and the soccer people, John.
Let's get Tyler in here. Tyler wants to talk about the decline of soccer. What do you say, Tyler?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Good.
Yeah, man, I actually, no joke, I actually agree. I've got a six-year-old that's played soccer once. He didn't like it. Now he's playing flag football, golf, and playing a little baseball. But I think a lot of it has to do with, the parents. I mean, if parents have no interest in golf and, have no interest in soccer, and they don't push it on their kids. And, say the kids play flag football, church league basketball, whatever it may be. I mean, I played soccer for lots of years, and I absolutely hated it, man. Up until I was like 10 years old and could, put on football pads and, make my own decisions, I think a lot more kids are playing other sports. Since we live in the South, I think if a lot more kids play golf, we can play golf, 10, 11 months out of the year. That's a whole lot more scholarships, But, I just wanted to get my point across.
Well, I think you're like every kid. They just hate soccer because their parents make them play.
That's not true.
It's true.
Well, listen to this. And
everybody should
xenophobic
just play golf.
Show on that side of the table. It's getting ready to develop. One report comes out that John cites, and he's decided the decline of soccer is evident. And then Tyler, that's true. My kid played today and hated it.
Blows.
Kids are leaving soccer in droves. Like, what? What are y'all talking about? My kid. He did make a pretty good point, though. When a kid's six, they're going to play what you tell them to play. Hey, I signed you up for cricket. The cricket thing going on out in Sugar Land. You're going to be on a cricket team.
What? I don't think they'd say it like that. How would they say it?
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
No. That's what I'm saying. They do it like this. Hey, I signed you up for a cricket. One of them cricket things where you throw it on the ground, the ball. I don't even like that dumb sport because the ball hits the ground first. It ought to be incomplete as soon as the ball hits the ground, first of all. In cricket, it's still a completed pitch or whatever. And, can you imagine if you could throw sliders in cricket? Can they throw sliders? Can you hit a guy if he gets too mouthy after he hits a cricket home run?
I don't think they call them home runs.
Is it a cricket home run?
That's why it's never going to catch on. Well, if they're not called cricket home runs, who gives a crap? Can you get a double in cricket?
I signed you up for cricket.
No one's running bases.
Who signs their kid up for cricket in the Chris second?
Chris says Franz Beckenbauer was first.
I said the MLS. These guys, Franz Beckenbauer did not play in the MLS.
Well, kind of.
No, actually, he didn't because the league didn't exist when he was playing.
It was kind of before. 8:15, ESPN 97.5. No one knows what that league, no one knows what the MLS is. No one can tell you.
Well,
if you ask 50 kids, like four could say, that's Major League Soccer.
I think you're underestimating how many people know. It's just that it's a lower level of sports. Or soccer. That's why it doesn't catch on here.
What kid wants to go watch Corpus Christi other than Nile?
Nile's kid, if you ever had one. Hey, why your kid is watching teams across the pond play.
That's right.
They're the best.
Yeah. Before the it is why, but before they but why isn't college football hit by the same? I've always wondered this. College football is not as good as pro football, but we treat it totally differently. Like it's like we don't care if college football is as good as pro football. It's its own thing. We don't look at it as I think some people do. Why would I watch college football? It's a lesser version of pro. I'm just going to watch pro. But we don't treat college football that way.
But actually, it's a different game.
Altogether.
Well, but it hasn't always been.
No.
And we've still given it its
love.
Well,
but school pride.
Well, you
and
go
all
to the school.
That.
Well, yeah, that's obviously the answer.
It's very territorial.
There's a lot of people who don't go to
very territorial, schools. Especially in the Southeast. All right. Speaking of your
territory. Or in West Virginia.
That too. Apparently,
David Long's not on your list either, you dumbass! No, and then I started trolling the trolls, and they got so mad when I was going back at West Virginia fans. I'm like, one thing I found out from West Virginia fans, they've got first-round prospects at every position. They don't finish undefeated, it'll be a little bit of a problem
next,
at West
Dana
Virginia.
If Dana ever goes, again to one of your
he
lists,
did. Well, he did.
You should be like,
he did it again.
So
that's
Dana?
That's why the rednecks, hillbillies, I don't want to get shot in the face. So the hillbillies
did he
come
do the palms up? Oh, he did that one.
Yeah.
So you should say so that with all this talent, that means you're going to win the Big 12, right?
First rounders at linebacker, quarterback, wide receivers, tackles.
Toss that grenade.
This is like Alabama. West Virginia is basically Alabama, but with more muskets.
If they don't go 11-1 in the regular season, that's a That's a bad coaching job.
Wow. You got to wonder, weak conference, first rounders galore.
Yeah, I got to tell Dana, I would stop doing
Gary
that.
Gary Jennings, I mean, tons of talent.
Because you better play really well. Better play really well. Time to talk about Absolute Marble and Granite, and that's my guy, Jeff Baranoff. He's another guy that he plays that well every single day. He has got, I don't know that there's another, he's probably got a monopoly on this. Have you ever heard of another marble or tile company in the world? I mean, he probably, I don't know. I've never heard of one, if you want to know the truth. So this is the guy that you got to see. If you want to put in a new countertop or a new vanity, he's the only guy maybe in the city or the world that does this. So I really don't never heard of another guy. So if you're looking for that new countertop, that new outdoor patio, new tile, you're putting a pool in and you need tile, or you're just, hey, that outside and you got to have an entire new patio out there. That's what Jeff Aronoff does every single day. If you're building apartment buildings, you got to have Jeff Aronoff because nobody else can put in the countertops or the vanities. That's what he does, in entire complexes. So you're looking to make your home or your apartment better, the way to do it, or your business for that matter. You got a crappy countertop, you got to get Jeff Aronoff over there and fix that up. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Steaks and Bluetooth. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so if you want to interact with the show via text, all the other shows do this, John, and we haven't done it. But you can text the show. If you text 713-780-3776, if you text it, we'll be able to interact that way. Of course, Twitter works. We've been using Twitter. But if you don't have a Twitter account or you just want to do a simple text to voice when you're driving or voice to text when you're driving and you want to do it that way, shoot it to 713-780-3776. And we have access to the text line now. And you can reach us that way. Paul just asked how to do it, and so I'm telling Paul too. 713-780-3776. Call us or text us, and we'll give it a look.
All right. Ian wants to know, are we down on Rondon? Because he can close. I'm not down on him. I think I've been saying for a long time he would be the closer here. I don't know, though, that he's ready for you can...
It's a lot.
You got to... I don't know that Rizal is ready for it either, if you want to know the truth, because he's been in Cincinnati. I don't, you know what? If it's going to be Rondon, that's fine. I just think they need to bolster the bullpen. They need help, and they need back-end help. Not just him. Devo is struggling. It just seems like the whole everybody. You can't count. Can you count on Will Harris in against the Yankees or the Red Sox in the playoffs? Really? Can you count on Devenski? I don't know. I hope you can count on Rondon. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing, though. But he has no history. That's why you can say you don't count on Rondon. I don't know. I tell you what I'd hate to do. I'd hate to have him be the option and get past the trade deadline. Like, well, I hope it's him. Because last year we hoped it was who the Astros had. And luckily they were able to turn to their starters.
Yeah.
To get
people
out.
And they still will be able to. Because... You know, it's Keuchel pitching this way. He's your game two starter. Cole's your game three starter. And then you go Morton and McCullers moves to the bullpen. And Morton will probably be because you're probably only going to use a four starter every once in a while. So Morton's in the bullpen.
But if one of those guys
and McHugh is in the bullpen.
If they're not pitching well, that's all great. I want a guy who can get people out in one inning, shut them down, punch them out, and get out of there. And it would have been cool to have a lefty, by the way. I mean, to have...
Apparently they don't have a lefty, though.
Well, no, a lefty. I mean, Tony Sipp's actually done pretty well. But, I mean, a guy who was it'd be kind of cool to have a closer who, although...
You want an Andrew Miller.
But most of the guys you're facing are right-handed. You know, you're going to face more righties. But, Rondon is fine, but he has no history. This is a team that won a World Series and you're trying to do it again. you want to have, you don't want to go in with, he's a question mark.
And Ken McDougal got all over us this weekend, and I respond. I was like, what? Okay. Well, he wants to know why we haven't turned the heat on the Astros for Carlos Correa's injury.
I don't do Ken McDougal tweets anymore. I don't do, everything's a complaint about everything. There's no, anything, why aren't we mad at them? When is Alex Bregman going to finally become a player? This guy stinks. If all you do is say all the bad things about a team that wins a World Series.
Well, there is something to the, I mean, hell, I asked a buddy who knows him well, and he said, well, Carlos was worried about getting traded right now. Jokingly said that. But if truth be told, and it's not going to happen, but there was a Twitter war last week about Carlos Correa, the possibility, because you brought it up on the show, the possibility of Carlos, of trading Carlos Correa.
Actually, I think you did about, okay, if you had to do it. It was a hypothetical, like.
No, but you said something about trading Carlos Correa.
Well, we did a hypothetical.
I've never thought that was even in the realm of possibility.
Well, I thought you said if you had to have one or the other.
No, who would be the guy? If you can't have all of them, and right. I think Springer's first man out is the odd man out, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, so our thing was just, I don't know why it started that. That was a clear hypothetical.
Yes.
And I said, in a very hypothetical way, you brought up, what if you knew that Carlos Correa wasn't going to sign? If you knew he was gone. I thought that you brought it up. Regardless, if you knew Carlos Correa, that he was going to go all the way to the end, in a purely hypothetical sense, if you looked at it, what would the value be of a Carlos Correa? And if you knew you couldn't re-sign him, why wouldn't you consider restocking your minor leagues? Oh, yeah, because it was on the heels of Machado. And look what Machado brought. Now, Machado's done it, but look what Machado brought back. Five prospects, some elite-level prospects. I surmise that you'd probably get two elite prospects for him, and then who knows how many additional prospects you would get as well. Carlos Correa could help restock a minor league. If you can't re-sign him, wouldn't you listen to an offer? Wouldn't you listen? Morey listens to all offers.
Yeah, I don't think that. Yeah, I mean, if you can't re-sign him,
that was the argument,
right? Do you let him become a free agent, then you get a compensatory pick? Blah blah blah.
I can't help it what Twitter turns it into.
I you know what I. I'll tell you what, it's getting, look at this team. If he's sitting there watching them win at this level and play the way that they're playing without him, by the way, I don't think that that's ever talked about, but you're not at full strength. Carlos Correa isn't in the middle of this lineup.
Okay. Am I missing something? What's the Correa problem we're having right now? He's not back. He's injured. They've come out and said he's not really super close to coming back. That's a concern. It's a concern because he's had some injuries along the way.
Well, and a back for a young player like this is a real concern.
Yeah. But what's the, did the Astros do something wrong? Is that what Ken McDougal said?
No, Ken McDougal's, why aren't we pressing them with it? What's wrong with him? And when is he coming? Here's the answer, Ken. He'll be back as soon as he's healthy.
First of all, they don't know.
No, he'll be back as soon as, like any injury. Well, everybody asks Bill O'Brien about injuries every day, and Bill O'Brien says nothing.
Isn't there?
He'll be back as soon as he can be.
If a player doesn't give you consent, isn't that also a HIPAA violation? I know that's what teams can hide behind a little bit.
No, not in the NFL that you have to actually.
But there's reported for gambling. I don't know that that's the same. They're the same rule for baseball.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a disabled list. It's several games of football. It's week to week unless you're on the pub.
I don't know what the rule is on that, but here's the deal: I would imagine you can't tell me that in that front office, Jeff Luhnow and Zig Meidel and all of those and Elliott, all of those guys aren't saying, we have to look at the possibility that this guy is never going to be healthy, and going forward, what are we going to do if that's the case? Are we going to trade him? Are we going to say, look, we got to get another guy in there? Or is Bregman that guy and we can move Yuli? Or is there what we might have to, because we're not going to stick our head in the sand, have to come up with a long-term plan should Carlos Correa not be a guy that can stay on the field? This is something that you have to look at now, because every year he's not, it's year after year, he's not on the field.
Well,
in the minors, he got hurt. Last year he got hurt with the thumb.
What was his injury in the minors?
With the back. And he broke his leg sliding.
Yeah, that's not a... I mean, that's bad luck. Unless he's just brittle boned.
Well, now he's soft tissue guy. And now he's back guy.
That's... Well, soft tissue guy's a scary one.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, 830 ESPN 97.5. I'm just saying... No, trade Carlos. No, none. I'm not saying all that. What I'm saying is if you're an organization and you got Carlos Correa and it's another injury now, and this has taken a lot longer than you thought, than everybody thought.
Yeah.
You have to start looking at it and go, okay, we have to prepare just in case. All right. Francesco Molinari on a mobile is going to join us next right here on ESPN 97.5. So he's going to call
in. Those games played are a little. Well, the first year wasn't terrible. 99, he came up late. 153 the next. I missed nine games. Whatever. That's not terrible. Last year wasn't. You know, I mean, it's 2 years in a row now that Nissen doesn't look like it's going to resolve itself quickly.
Yeah. No, it's getting scary now. All right. 713-780-3776. This Friday, our Skeeters return. And every time, I don't know if you heard, but minor league parks, they like to have fireworks. They have fireworks out there, and this is the first time it's ever happened. But
it's not the first time.
Yeah, no, it's the first time in history any minor league team has had
kids. It's not the first time.
Had fireworks. How about Roger Craiger on Saturday?
Yeah,
is that going to be any good?
Yeah,
make your plans now.
They've got fireworks Friday, Roger Craiger Saturday. On Sunday, it's the Sunday fun day. They got autographs, giveaways, pregame catch on the field, postgame kids run the bases. This is why Sunday is your day to get the kids out there, because you got the catch on the field before, you're running the bases afterwards, you got the autographs. That's really the family day for you. You might want to get out there on Saturday, turn it into a date night, and go have some fun. You got a concert series afterwards, and you've always got great food and beverage options as well. And you know what? These guys love it. These guys love the game. The ones who are playing there for the Skeeters, this is about, it's not about a big paycheck. It's about love of the game. And they love playing, and they want to put on a good show for you. And the great thing is the Sugar Land Skeeters make sure that you're going to get the great show, not only on the field, but off the field as well.
No, it's fun. They make it fun for everybody. It's a kid-friendly. No question about that. Bring your little kid to the ballpark. They love it. It's at SugarlandSkeeters.com. That's SugarlandSkeeters.com.
Hey Houston, Tony Kemp here with the Houston Astros. You're listening to The Bench with John Gruinato and Lance Zierlin on ESPN 97.5.
Gruinato and Zierlin?
I'm sure that's the copy they gave him.
Yeah, I'm sure. Stop trying to be funny, Tony.
No, it's just not Tony's fault. Okay. You know some, they're like, hey Tony, read this. He's like, I just wanted to do an interview. I don't want to be here really.
I don't know who those guys are.
Yeah, what are you doing?
It's not funny to me. That's not really funny, okay? Because I don't know who those guys are. So stop trying to make me feel. Oh, hey, we got to stop talking because live from England. I guess he's still in England. I don't know. It was so awesome to hear him and his post. You guys watched the post game, right? For how unbelievable great it is to get your first major as a professional. To do it in such dramatic fashion, and over there, those people think it's like the most important title to get is the champion golfer of the year, and that is what Francesco Molinari is. And Francesco Molinari is joining us on a mobile line right here on ESPN 97.5. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's really good to be here.
Well, we appreciate you being here. You sound like you're hoarse. Were you up all night?
Yeah, you know, I was doing a lot of partying because I was drinking out of the clear jug. Hey, when you win so many games like me, you make so many pars, you have so few bogeys, you stay up a little late, and you drink a little too much. I win so many tournaments. It's unbelievable.
Well, you and were you partying with Eddie Pepperell? He decided to start partying on Saturday night. Did you wait until last night?
Hey, Eddie is a minor league guy. He doesn't know how to do it good like a Molinari. You know, Molinari waits. I win the Clary Jug. I win all the tournaments. I get the very best of food and the best women. And then I blow it out. I don't want to drink before I win a championship. Never do a Molinari do this.
So you got to play with Ty.
Hey, look at this move. Hey, look at this move that I'm doing right now. Ooh, yeah, you see it? Yeah.
No, we can't see it. It's you're on
the phone. Two ladies in my bed can see it. I wasn't talking to you.
Oh,
you're... Ooh, ladies, look at this move. Hey.
No, your wife was there while you were getting your acceptance speech yesterday. So I'm...
Yeah, not just her. The wife and the girlfriend were both there. Molinari. I like her to do it Molinari style. Ooh, look at this move. Yeah.
Okay.
I call this one the Clary Jug. Ooh. I do it Molinari style.
Okay.
You see that knockdown shot I hit Tiger Woods hit? He's hitting the baby driving iron. Oh, Tiger's got to use a little baby ass. Molinari fly him with a driver. I'm not scared like Baby Tiger. I hit my woods in the fairway all the time.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So you see Molinari bogey? Did you see it?
No, you didn't bogey on the weekend.
Yeah, because it's invisible. Molinari never bogey. Well, I don't even like it to use the B word.
Yeah. Just the birdie word. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, I like that word. I must like to make a par. I hit my drivers in the fairway all the time. I don't hit a fairway iron like a little baby Tiger Woods. The hair fall out. Molinari springs hair up all over the place.
Well, you had you got kind of a 9-iron divot in the back of your head, too. I don't know. We saw that in the post.
Yeah, but you know what? I got so much hair around my yuki place. Yeah. Keep it nice and warm for the ladies to snuggle. Yeah, mostly my wife.
But
mostly.
Mostly. Francesco Molinari on a mobile with us here on ESPN 97.5 celebrating with us.
You see the way I get up and down off of the side of the green?
Yes.
I'm always getting up and down, just like last night. Up and down, Molinari. Yeah, all of your shots belong to Molinari. Make it all the way near the hole. Molinari's real good by the hole, up and down by the hole.
Apparently. Apparently he is. Okay. Wasn't it intimidating playing with Tiger, though? That dude's got 14 majors, 79 wins, and you're Francesco Molinari.
Hey, you look like a mangy dog. You're scared of a mangy dog? Not me. Molinari not afraid. I win so many tournaments. Three of the last four tournaments, Molinari wins. Then you see Tiger Woods. He hasn't won a tournament in 10 years. 10 years ago, Scarlett Johansson was 12 years old. Come on. Molinari not scared of somebody who can't win in 10 years. No chance that I'm afraid or intimidated by a Tiger Woods. He wears his red shirt. Put your red shirt away. It's filled with blood. Because Molinari just got through knifing you with a bunch of paws all over the place. No bogeys. Only paws. And occasional birdies. Ooh, Molinari style. Yeah.
There
you
is...
see me make a bogey? Did you see that? Mm. You watch the TV the last two rounds. How many bogeys you see Tiger Woods make? How many you see Molinari make? Do the math. Zero.
That is true. But, you know, we saw pictures of you at the Masters in 2006. You were caddying in the par 3 tournament, and Tiger was right there. There was pictures of a young Molinari in 2006.
Yeah, he said, hey, kid, you clean up my shoes. And so I said, yeah, Mr. Woods, I clean up your shoes real nice. Molinari do it for Tiger Woods? And I said, here's your shoes. I also went the extra mile to clean up your clubs, even though I'm not your cat. And he's like, oh, thanks a lot, Molinari. And I said, okay. And I put my hand out, waiting a little, you know, for just a little $100 tip for Mr. Million Dollars. And you know what he gave him, Molinari? A trash from Lemon Drops, the candies. He just gave me a trash and said, throw that away, Molinari. I said, hey, one day I will get the revenge on you in a Link-style course. And yesterday I settled all scores.
For the family.
Yeah. You give me your Lemon Drops to throw away. Hey, what do I look like? A nun? You think I look like someone who make a bogey? Not a Molinari.
Cleared up all family debts yesterday. The Molinari.
No bogeys. All family debts paid.
Well done. Well done, Molinari. So going forward now.
I spit in Tiger Woods on a Palmer one time.
You came up.
I just broke that on your show. Molinari spit in his drink one time. I also used to do some bartending on the side. He was at a wedding for Marco Mira, his second wife.
What now? Okay.
Yeah, Molinari used to do a little bartending on the side, catering business.
Oh, okay. All right. The Molinari catering business.
I put the Angostura bitters in every drink he had. Everything tastes a little bit of sour.
Well, Francesco Molinari, he's busy in his. I didn't know you were going to be busy with a couple of girls in there, but it is what an awesome performance this weekend. Congratulations.
You see what happened on that par three when I get up and down?
I saw. Ooh,
yes. Molinari, do it all day long.
Up and down.
Man, I was impressed with Molinari yesterday. It's Johnny Miller. He can suck up at the one, too. Trying to talk about, oh, Jordan Spieth, come here. Look at the Rory McIlroy. I watch it, Johnny. I recorded the Molinari. You barely talk about the Molinari until the end. Even when Shuffle was trying to, hey, Shuffle. You can suck it too, Shuffle.
Well,
I kill all of the Americans, and even Rory McIlroy wishes he was American.
Yeah, and Schauffele is
Molinari, a proud Italian man, Molinari.
Mm. Yeah, he is. You did it for Italy. No soccer this year. Didn't make it to the World Cup, but they got you as the champion golfer of the year, the Molinari.
I'm the best player in Italy of all time, Molinari, and I'm only getting started right now. Making sure you follow me on the Twitter. I give you all the pictures that you haven't seen, and I spit in your enemies' drinks for you for a small fee, $100,000 a
period. Oh, wow.
Molinari. You need the quarterback attention? Molinari's a quarterback. I block for you.
Okay. All right. And your brother? Did you party with your brother Eduardo Molinari?
Eduardo, he's a crazy man. I'm not going to get too mixed up with Eduardo. He doesn't think that are illegal. Molinari just walks on the edge and pushes the envelope. Eduardo licks the envelope, seals it, sends it, and has dogs and the Border Patrol and police on top of him all the time. Hey, FBI don't like you send that.
That's Eduardo.
You know, put some kind of scent in there to throw the dogs off.
I didn't know Eduardo was wanted by the FBI for sending out illegal contraband, but okay. All right, that's where Eduardo was.
It was just anchovies. That's all it was.
That's all. Oh, okay. All right. So,
pecorino and anchovies.
That's Eduardo or Francesco Molinari on a mobile.
Francesco Molinari.
Right here.
Listen, I'm going to go fund me too. I want to get a bigger yacht. Take a yacht around all of the place. Get the NBA players on my yacht. Have a big party. Odell Beckham. You want to fund me, Molinari? You can buy a seat by going to GoFundMe Project. Google Molinari, you find it. And you can go on the boat with me and the American athletes. I can show you how to party like a real Molinari.
Okay. Go to the...
Get a jug. That's mine, baby. No Tiger Woods.
The GoFundMe page for the party boat. Got it. Molinari on a mobile right here on ESPN 97.5. Thank
you. You guys get started without me. Molinari, join in. Go ahead. I got to go.
Hey, bye, Molinari. That's Francesco Molinari on a mobile right here.
What do you think that heavy breathing was
about? I don't know what that was about. Why he...
Those girls are somewhat silent.
I would think, but he put on a couple of moves.
Up and down.
Up and down.
Over and over again.
While he was on the phone here. I got you. All right. That's Francesco Molinari on a mobile right here on ESPN 97.5. Thanks, Francesco.
ESPN 97.5. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 8:54 ESPN 97.5. For whatever reason, Francesco Molinari, he was blowing into the phone. He must have been tired. He had some stuff going on. But we appreciate him being with us here on ESPN 97.5. Great interview. Great interview.
Sad he threw his brother on the bus. But
what the hell? I didn't really get all of that, but poor Eduardo. I mean, he's just sitting over here being the apparently not the great Molinari brother.
No, I didn't know there was ratings.
Well, one is winning every tournament. The other one, I don't even know if he was in it.
And this is what I don't consider it for Tiger for that to be bad for him to use a fairway iron. I mean, for him to use his driving iron.
No.
That's just smart golf.
Yeah. No.
Tiger gets a little, he cuts it loose a little bit with his wood. Well, I mean, that's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
Apparently, he wasn't intimidated in the least by SportsMap. By SportsMap 94.1. Hope you find your dad. Hope you find your signal. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5.
Hope you find your signal. That's not funny, Raheel. Stop laughing.
Raheel, stop. Raheel like that one. I'll kind of be called into the principal's office, I'm pretty sure, after this morning.
Probably.
So we can't play male golf or female golf for food, but we can play Molinari on a mobile. Apparently, we can play Molinari on a mobile because that's how he sounds. There's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Similar to Pablo Prigioni, although he started off with more of a cholo sound and then went more into an Italian.
Well, the girls
stereotypical Italian.
Earlier in the call, the girls are doing stuff to him.
Yeah.
So once they stopped, then he could.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and yeah, I saw his wife was there at the ceremony afterwards. You guys, of course, stayed for the ceremony.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good stuff.
Yeah. And
I actually shut it down as soon as what was his name? Kerfuffle?
Schauffele. Xander Schauffele.
As soon as he didn't hole out, I was done.
You were done?
Yeah, why do I care?
Then there's
six to one.
The champion golfer of the year, Francesco Molinari. And everybody, you know, does
okay,
that.
A couple of quick things from the USO, from the British Open. What about that baby?
It's the Open Championship.
Open Championship. That baby talking whenever Schauffele was trying to.
Yeah.
It's Schauffele, I guess.
Yeah. Schauffele.
When he was about to hit, and I was saying, and he turns and smiles and all that stuff, and I'm like, and then Johnny Miller goes, about time to roll that kid out of there, and I'm thinking the same thing. Like, if your baby starts talking to somebody's backswing and they have to stop, your cue. Get on out of there. What are you rolling a baby around the open for?
Right. No, what if he had taken that iron and just given the kid a fresh one? Listen, which was worse, that
a fresh one,
that or
what?
That
yeah,
or
hold he on. Just said it.
What?
He said it. giving the kid a fresh one.
With an iron.
Well, yeah, maybe the back of your hand. Maybe the back of his hand going, hey,
heard it.
You want a fresh one, kid? What about during Tiger's swing?
Oh, my God. It didn't have an impact, though, because.
Get the baby out of here.
Did you see?
You can get the baby out of here.
You should get the baby out of here.
Did you see? But on Tiger, though, it actually was a regular drive, but that was BS.
That was crap.
And there is no. You don't get a do-over in golf if it screws somebody up. I'm surprised.
It doesn't happen.
I know it's been an issue in Phoenix or whatever. Scottsdale. I am really surprised it hasn't happened.
I'm surprised here it doesn't happen
more. To try to hurt a guy's potential.
Right there, those people over there are, they, it's amazing. Like Justin Thomas is a little biznatch, though. As somebody said, you know, get in the bunker, and he wanted the guy thrown off the golf course. That he's Justin Thomas. He says he's been over there for about 3 weeks. He said, man, the fans there are so much better. Even if you like double bogey, they applaud. They give you, they know, you know, you can hit a shot there and it's like 30 feet from the hole and they'll still, well, that was well done. Everything is well done over there. Here we're a little tougher on you. Hey, you suck. That was a terrible putt. You're terrible. But I'm surprised that it doesn't happen more. In the middle of a big putt to win not the Masters, because you'll get your ticket taken away.
Yeah, they're afraid of that.
No, you don't want that. No, you can't do that. But like at a U.S. Open, or it was great. Remember a few years ago when Sergio couldn't pull it back and he waggled, and they started counting how many times he waggled?
Yes.
At the U.S. Open. That was at in New York. And
that was just last year, right?
Yeah, at what is it? Black. I forget what. No, it was. This was about 4 or 5 years ago.
Was that long ago?
Yeah. And they were.
He still does it though, right?
Yeah, but he's not as bad as he was. Okay. He couldn't. There was a time where he was getting like Kevin Na. He couldn't pull it back. It was really, really brutal. But Sergio was getting brutal, and they were counting in Spanish. Uno, dos, tres. I'm surprised that crap doesn't happen way more.
Yeah.
Way more in golf. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Right now, I got to talk about HRNP. Those are my peeps over there. That's Mike Holly and Kevin Robler and Chad Plotkin and Chris, and all of the guys over there are spectacular at what they do. And it's probably Robler who's going to come to your business. You give him a call and you say, okay, how about it'll take, you know, what you do, you start out with, he'll come over there and, okay, what are you looking for? Exactly what kind of business do you, it's not cookie cutter. So they're going to make a model for your payroll and your HR and your Affordable Care Act. They're going to do all of this stuff every single time. It's going to be different for every business because no business is the same. There's no business that's identical to the other ones. And if you have 4,000 employees as opposed to 15, of course you're going to get a better price. Of course you are, because, you know, when you buy in bulk, that's what happens. So if you're looking for we were with a company that was no, this is what you pay and that's all there. No, we went from 25 employees to 75. Why would you pay the same amount of money for your payroll? This is what you get when you go to HRNP. You get a customized plan just for you. So call and start the process. 281-880-6525. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.